Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of A Rush of Wings by Kristen Heitzman, narrated by Elisa Bresnahan. This book is copyrighted 2003 by Kristen Heitzman. This recording is copyrighted 2003 by Recorded Books. Though her panic is real, Noelle St. Clair is uncertain what danger she is fleeing. Fragmented images and slivers of memory have driven her to abandon her wealthy, sheltered life for the hope of a haven, remote and safe. And now, A Rush of Wings.
Chapter 1. Noelle pressed her back into the textured wall and tensed, her breathing fast and shallow. Her pulse throbbed in her throat. What was this feeling of prey, of eyes scanning the crowd as a hawk searches a field, circling, circling, until it strikes? She shrank against the wall, heart pounding at something lurking deep in her subconscious. Fear. Déjà vu. Nightmare. She couldn't move. She didn't dare. But she had to. She knew it. Why didn't matter. She'd been propelled this far by something raw, primal. Her mind need not engage beyond the command to run. Move, she told her legs. But they wouldn't. Frantic, she watched the people passing by. The noontime throng surged and stalled and moved with a purpose in the Port Authority bus terminal. She alone was still. But she had to go now, or it would be too late. Did you wash your hands? Noelle jumped when the woman spoke behind her, tugging a child from the restroom. If only someone could hold her hand, make her move. But there was no one except herself. Her knuckles whitened on the strap of her tote. As the woman and child passed, she stepped into the crowd. She must not panic. Panic had frozen her before. Now she must move. She hurried toward the exit. Just board the bus. Its door opened, beckoned. Before her, an elderly woman mounted the stairs slowly. So slowly. Noelle glanced over her shoulder, looking for what? Her mind offered no explanation. It had shut down, functioning now on an animal level. Hide, flee, to someplace deep and dark. No, someplace. She couldn't think where, but it didn't matter. Away, just away. She climbed the bus stairs, pressed down the aisle, and sank into a seat. Breath suspended while the bus pulled out from the terminal. Then she sat silently, alternately dozing and staring out the window as the miles passed, their markers, like the lines on the highway, a pulse soon unnoticed. Day passed into night, light swallowed by darkness. The different terminals were a conglomerate of fluorescent lights, rows of seats bolted to the floor, and everywhere, the bodies in motion. Before this, she'd never ridden a bus, never traveled commercially with the masses. Now, she was just one more. No different. No one special. After the first terminal, the panic had numbed. She felt invisible, boarding one bus, then another. They were a means only. She cared little where they took her, as long as it was away. Her mind had closed down, and that was fine. She didn't want to think, to feel, only to act, and even now, that took the smallest effort. Simply sit while the buses carried her away. But at one station, she paused beside a payphone, biting her lip. Hesitating only briefly, she dug out a handful of change and approached the phone. According to the clock on the wall, it was nearly 4 o'clock in the morning. If she called the office, she'd get his voicemail, and that seemed better.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?